This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Frisco?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Good evening and welcome to On the Tee, Florida. Two pros and a hack. Not one member of the entertainment gallery in the house yet. On this February 15th, this post, I survived it. I faked illness for 3.5 weeks so I could get out of Valentine's Day.
I hate to say this, but you do look
pretty good. You look all right. I mean, you don't look like you withered.
No, I withered 15 pounds, brother.
Wow.
Yeah. So
okay.
Enough of that conversation.
Okay.
This is the positive side of things. Patty Suzette, of course, our cocktail queen, your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She is actually at an art gallery doing some painting, which she's superb at. Tom Gribben should be in the house a little bit later on. He, of course, is St. Petersburg man of the people, most interesting man in St. Petersburg. And Kerry McNally, the Emmy Award winner, comedian, late night talk show host, the spot on Johnny Carson impersonation. He looks like Johnny Carson on the set.
Acts like Johnny Carson. Looks like Johnny Carson. The show is Johnny Carson Revisited.
He does a superb job, though. He's one talented gentleman. And then, of course, John Rager, and he's our cornerstone up there, St. Augustine Beach. Bill Buttner, he actually was at Wine and Dine for a short period of time tonight over St. Petersburg, and he has always been good enough to come on over and give the old man a hand today. We got plenty of golf to talk about, and we've got the two pros, so we can get down to the nuts and bolts of golf, throwing a little humor here and there. Kerry McNally may step up for about 45 minutes to an hour, and we're brought to you by our great friends at Sea Dogs Brewery, Shipyard Brewing, Ice Pig Vodka, and Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're at Ferg's, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, where each and every Thursday, we're here from 5 to 7 talking PGA, Champions Tour, LPGA, and even a little LIV from time to time. And today we've got the Genesis Invitational, the return of TW, not the brand anymore. Tiger Woods returned home, and his first start since the Masters last year, 10 months he's been off from an official start on the PGA Tour. Struggled a little bit today, but
yep, he's tied for 50th, even par through 17, so he's been up and down, birdie, bogey.
It's still exciting to watch him.
It's still rusty. You can tell he hasn't been competing.
Well, I watched every shot until I jumped in the old wagon and headed this direction, and we'll talk a lot about that. And of course, we've got, I'm very disappointed. Today, we're supposed to be down at the Chubb Classic in Naples, and unfortunately, due to some circumstances, the old man here couldn't make the trip, so we'll try to reach out to Jeremy Friedman. Of course, he's the media director and a good friend of ours, and he will chime in. That is a great field down there. I mean, I'm just looking forward to that. Unfortunately, Bernhard Langer will not be playing in the Chubb Classic. He will not be playing probably
for a while.
2024.
Is it that long?
It was an Achilles, my man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we'll talk a little about, hey, by the way, and I'll ask this to John in a second. Any idea who won last week at the Wasted Management Desert Debacle?
Did we not watch it? Yeah.
Well, who won it?
Mr. Nick Taylor.
Good job. You did watch it.
I did who watch it. I watched the whole shot.
Who won LIV?
I couldn't tell you won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
But Dustin Johnson won LIV.
Well, you did. You are an avid golf fan. I was going to say, where I was going with this is the reality is not too many people on the periphery knew that Nick Taylor won the Wasted Management Desert Debacle.
What did he birdie? And very few, last 5 holes?
And very few people knew that LIV was actually in Las Vegas. That's my point.
And
last weekend.
And DJ birdied the 17th hole, I think, to take the 16th hole, take the lead. and just kind of went through the, I mean, he can play. And John Rahm kind of fizzled at the end.
Didn't break my heart.
I know. But it was a great, great two tournaments to watch. I had to turn the Super Bowl off for a while while the golf finished.
You are a diehard golf fan.
Yeah.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Unfortunately, I
anyway,
up the Carolina basketball, but that's what.
Well, we don't want any. No conversation there. John Rager, of course, he's got his two great guests in the Caddy Arena for one, and the history of the PGA. Got Bob Denny and Dennis Cohn at the top of the second hour, and then we'll have our John Rager report. We'll have you break down a little bit about the weekend's golf activities and the first six events. Six long shots have won.
Yeah,
we're already at the seventh event in the with the Genesis Invitational. Of course, this is 70-man field, but I'm looking forward to that conversation. Now let's turn the show over to the master himself, John Rager.
Well, Mike, I just have to say it's great to have you back with the living, man. I tell you what, you're one tough guy to go through what you've gone through this past week. I know that you really wanted to get down to the Chubb Classic, which is the Champions Tour's first domestic start this year on the PGA Tour Champions. But I can tell you that we're glad to have you back, and we're glad to be on the air tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course, we'll do all of our regular stuff, Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report. We're going to talk a little bit about later on in the show with, you mentioned Bob Denny, historian for the PGA of America, and also Dennis Cohn, Professional Caddies Association, who have teamed up together with some special things coming down the pike. So looking forward to a great show tonight. And I must mention, Bill, you and I are on the same boat, man. I watched the playoff for the Waste Management Open. All the way till the
end
of it.
I'm sorry. I changed the name. The Wasted Management Desert Debacle. Oh,
well, you know what? Now that you mentioned that, yeah, I tell you what, it got a little out of hand this year. There's a little out of hand. It gets out of hand when you exceed the 500,000 person mark for one day. I mean, 500,000 people, that's Woodstock, okay? And not only did you exceed that, they had to close the gates and they had to quit serving alcohol for a while. So you know what? That's the makings of a great golf party. I'm not so sure if that's the making of a golf championship. You know, and some of the players out there, you know, they ran into some altercations and things like that. They didn't like it, but most of the players absolutely love it. As long as it's that one time of year, that one event of the year, you get a little rowdy. Yeah, that's good. But hopefully it doesn't bleed into all the other
PGA Tour events. It's fine. Those buffoons should not get a pass to ever come back on the grounds. Hey, I got to interrupt again. Since last week, we had to have a rerun, which was a very good show, thanks to you guys. I have in my hand, John, and I'm going to pretend you have one in your hand because I want to do this last week. Bill and I both have a red Solo cup, and we thought Tom Gribben would be here because he knew him personally. But we're going to toast to the great Toby Keith, who loved the game of golf, and we've got Solo cups right in front of us, John. So, cheers.
Well, I'll grab my Yeti cup that Bill Sereau gave me at the beach one day for my birthday. So I'm grabbing. In fact, I have it right now, and we're ready to go. Birthday.
Okay,
here we go. Ready?
To Toby Keith and to number 64 or 5, I think, for the great John Rager.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about, my birthday was in the past, okay, a while back. It's not my birthday today, so just, everybody tap the brakes, but let's talk about Toby Keith. I'm just mentioning the Yeti that I'm holding in my hand right now.
Cheers.
Cheers to Toby Keith. Saw him in concert half a dozen times, and I'll tell you one thing. I wish Tom was here because Tom Gribben knows a lot of great entertainers, has known them all, and he said he was one of the kindest, greatest guys you'd ever met, and he loved to golf.
Red Solo cup.
Yep. Let's drink her up. Yeah, I wanted to do that so badly last week, and Patty would have been here filling these babies full of booze for you.
That would have been special.
Hey, you know what? Let's just call that the On the Tee Florida Golf moment of silence right there.
Yeah, exactly. I took my hat off. How about that? What are you doing? Chugging your drink?
We've lost contact. He's out somewhere. He fell over. I don't know.
Well, you know, normally on the radio, you're not allowed to have a lot of air silence there, but I think that we'll give Bill Butner a pass on that. So hats off to Toby Keith, and yeah, you're right. So moving on now. So let's talk a little bit about the Chubb Classic and what's going on up there, because, you know, I know that, Mike, it's probably your favorite tour is the Champions Tour, and for a variety of reasons. But one of the reasons is that the storylines are unbelievable. And this week, you know, Keith Slocum and Boo Weekly, you know, they're rookies out there on the PGA Champions Tour. They're making their first appearance on the PGA Tour Champions down there at the Chubb Classic down in Naples, Florida. And I tell you what, it's really interesting when you start hearing some of their stories, because they both grew up in small towns, and they've known each other. They played junior golf against each other, you know, way back, and now they're out there on the Champions Tour. Boo Weekly is especially one of the golf's great characters. I don't know if you remember him from the Ryder Cup when after he teed off, and you know, and he took his golf club and he rode it like it was a pony going down the fairway. But one of the best stories.
Envision it like it just happened.
Hey, one of the best stories was about Boo Weekly. I don't know which late night talk show he was on. I don't know if it was Letterman or Carson or Leno or one of those. Probably Jay Leno. And he was talking about, you know, he's playing in a PGA Tour event. You know, he's a rookie out there, and they give you a courtesy car. And so he got this courtesy car, and everything's going great this week. And he had the keys in his pocket, and somehow he had to jot off to a portalet to do his thing, you know, and then he accidentally dropped the keys to the courtesy car in the portalet. So he's talking about this on the late night talk show where, you know, there's no way in the world he's going to actually have to explain that he dropped his keys into the portalet, you know, during the tournament. So he went out and he started fishing around for it. He comes out of the portalet, he got the keys, and his arm is totally blue from what they put in the portalet all the way up to his shoulders. And he looks over at the caddy, and the caddy's looking at him like, you know, we're going to throw this towel away after the round of golf, because I don't know, we can wash this stuff out.
Hick from the sticks. Now, didn't they grow up here in Florida? Some small town in Florida?
Outside of Pensacola.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And
With Bubba.
Yeah, with Bubba Watson.
Yeah.
That was a hell of a high school.
You think?
Out in the sticks.
Well, no, and actually just a few years after him, actually a few years ahead of him, okay, so earlier than them was a famous pro that's won like four times on the PGA Tour and another four times on the Champions Tour. Joe Durant was from that area, and those kids grew up, you know, idolizing Joe Durant from this very same area.
That's it. That's just incredible.
With all different kind of golf games, too.
And the Panhandle's not known for golf, is it, guys? John, you'd know. You're president of the North Florida PGA section. Was that part of your area?
Well, the Panhandle, our North Florida PGAs, we stopped at Tallahassee. Then beyond Tallahassee, that part of the Panhandle, Florida and Alabama, they call it the Northwest section, Northwest Alabama section. So it's like Florida and Alabama, maybe a little bit of Georgia. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, so it's a different place. You know, Pensacola is one of the truly wonderful places to go play golf. And, you know, and I never participated in this, but Bill, you may have. There was on the PGA Tour for years, I don't know if this is before you or not, it was the Pensacola Open.
I played in that. I was there.
You did?
Oh, yeah, Tiger's Point or something. I'm trying to think where Jerry Pate had it. I think Jerry Pate was the host of that event.
Jerry Pate, I interviewed him in Des Moines.
I don't blame you. He was
a great guy,
good player, but got injured, and that was the
loved the Pittsburgh Steelers. Die hard.
Why?
I don't ask me.
Went to Alabama.
I know. Die hard Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Hey, with Pensacola, there's a great naval base and a great Naval Air Museum that's there, and one year we had our Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement there in Pensacola, and Jerry Pate was one of our enshrinees up there. And we actually did our enshrinement in the Naval Air Museum. Yeah, I mean, you've got these big jets hanging over the top of the banquet hall and this and that and the other, and it was just a wonderful experience there. But for our listeners out there, you know, you want to take a little hidden secret golf trip and play some of the best golf courses you can ever play, yeah, take that trip to Pensacola. What a wonderful place to tee it up.
You're listening on the T Florida. Of course, we're broadcasting live on RadioSt.Pete.com on our Florida Sports Streams channel. You can hear a little bit later on or on the T Florida Golf John Rager Report, and you can also hear us on our flagship, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, with our flagship, WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340. That's Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete. Matt on the controls, taking good care of me, as usual, along with WZHR FM 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350, at WZHR 102.3 FM, AM 1400, and up in Lake City in the Gainesville area, WGRO AM 1250, and WDSR AM 1340. After I get on the mend fully, I've got two or three affiliates that we'll be announcing in March that will be joining on the T Florida to expand our reach. And that'll make you even more popular there, Bill Butner.
Wow.
Across the state.
I didn't think that was possible.
You must be real popular. You had Wine and Dine tonight? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
At St. Pete Country Club, where you've been there for 21 years?
24 years, yeah.
24 years. And one lady showed up for Wine and Dine? One?
This was after Valentine's Day special last week.
Oh.
Special. We had 10.
Okay, pal. 10 ladies. I thought maybe I was going to have to give you a few pointers here.
No.
No, you got this down pat?
I got it down pat. We wore them out last week, so they didn't come back this week.
Let me tell you, you're dealing with a real pro right there with Bill Butner, because Bill knows the secret of success in the golf business. If you plan to do something and you announce it, whether it's a tournament or a golf clinic, if one person shows up, you are doing it. And that's why he's successful at doing what he does.
We had some off the microphone conversations about his career, and quite interesting.
Stories are stories galore. Let's put it that way. On and off the golf course.
Well, we need to start doing your memoirs.
Memoirs?
Come on, memoirs.
Come on. That sounds like I'm...
You started out a college basketball player in North Carolina, transitioned into a golfer. See, everybody probably thought you were a hack. You made the PGA Tour. You've been a pro 24 years. You got a storied career over there. Hey, I met a guy at Eckerd College. I met a guy. We did a soccer event here the other day. Used to be the soccer coach for 26 years. Joe something at Eckerd?
Yes, he was.
He said to tell you hello.
I know. I'm trying to think.
I told him you were the Andy Griffith of Eckerd College. He goes, that's a good one.
That's a good one. There you go.
I said everybody loves him. I said he's patting people on the back, kissing babies, shaking hands, trying to get Tommy Ryan's job.
No, I'm trying to make Tommy realize that this is what he needs to do.
Exactly. Mr. Personality needs to get down there and start shaking hands so they can pat his palm.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, hey, Mike, we've told this story in the past on our radio show, but I know that since we are Florida's fastest growing radio show, I want to tell this story again. There's something that Bill Butner has, and I actually have one of this also. And I remember when I went to work for the PGA Tour, one of the things they did when you're a TPC general manager, they give you a PGA Tour money clip. Got your name on it, and you could go to any PGA Tour event, go in the locker room, the whole deal, just like a tour player, right? And so I decided, well, you know what, I'm going to buy the most current set of the PGA Tour players. So Bill and I both own a collection. Now, mine is unwrapped in mint condition, the 1991 PGA Tour set, okay? And then we realized on a radio show earlier that Bill also owns that complete tour set of the, you know, they're like golf cards, like golf bubblegum cards. There's no bubblegum, they're just golf cards. And Bill is part of that collection. And for listeners out there, Bill has actually gotten the autograph of every one of the players in 1991 on his PGA Tour set, including the founder of the LIV Golf Tour.
Greg E. Norman, that was a story. Get his hint to get his autograph.
You got his?
Oh, absolutely. I got them all. I got them all done.
Well, I mean, you personally, or you had somebody
No. Again, this was a story, and again, I don't know if we have time to tell.
Yeah, we do.
But we have all the time in the world, Bill. This is a great story. I want to hear it again.
Well, I was going to say, Greg was one of the few that didn't play the same events that I did, so it was rare that we would get to see Greg. But at Congressional for the Kemper Open, he happened to be at that tournament, and I took his card in my locker to make sure that when Greg was there, I would, you know, kind of be there and present it to him. And I was sitting in my locker, and Greg passed me. And I said, Greg, do you have... And he said, I don't have time. Get out of here. I'm done. And I'm like, oh.
What'd you think?
I said, oh, my God.
You arrogant.
You little son of whatever.
Yeah.
So he...
I wouldn't have held back, man.
So he popped his head back and he said, oh, Bill, I'm sorry. I thought it was a locker room attendant guy. He said, you know what? I'm tired as hell. All these locker room guys, they want this, they want that. What do you need? I said, can you sign? Sure. So he signs. Just as he signs it, the locker room attendant comes up and says, hey, Greg, can you do this?
what do you say to him? Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, he was laughing. So it was hard for him to kind of come down to sign it, but he did sign it personally in front of me.
I love
it. So wait a second. So Bill, wait a second. So you have a complete 1991 pro set PJ Tour golf card collection with all autographs.
Correct. Certain people aren't here still, but
everybody, right? Because Arnold Palmer's in that set.
Arnold Palmer's in the set?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Nicholas is in the set.
Oh my God!
It's all.
There's your retirement.
That's my retirement.
No, you know, Bill. There's probably not many people that have a set like that. I don't care, you know, who they are, Bird Dog, and all these people out there on the tour. That's a very unique collection that you have.
And again, unfortunately, I'm the one that personally saw everybody sign it. So whether you have to, you know, go through these authenticity company.
I know. No, I got a guy that lives on Treasure Island by me, and he does it for people.
Well, Joe D does all the authenticity for the
authenticity.
Authenticity.
Easy for a Massachusetts guy to say.
No, it's not.
Authenticity.
Yes, that.
But Lynn Strickler has a bunch of things, and he's been using this cat. I had him on my show. His name escapes me right now. Great human being. He used to work for the Yankees, Cleveland Indians, Baltimore Orioles. Great guy. And he's a professional collector. He doesn't charge anybody to meet him. I should introduce you to him if you're ever interested.
Yeah, that's fine.
And what he does, he did it for my son, Michael, some Michael Jordans. He calls some of his guys and say, hey, I got a friend, such and such, describes it, and he gives you an idea of the value. And then you don't have to go through all that BS.
Yeah.
And he vouches for the authenticity because you're you're one of a kind. You're authentic.
Trust me, I am one of
them. Right, baby.
That is true.
Sure? Hey, just got good word, John Rager, that Jeremy Friedman will join us at 5:45 from the Chubb Classic.
Oh, that's fantastic, because we'd love to hear what's going down there at the Chubb Classic. They tee off tomorrow.
That was
going
to be.
And it's unbelievable, the field that they have, and that's fantastic news.
Well, and Adam Woodard is efforting in the second hour after we have our guest, 6:30-ish. He's doing a story right now out in L.A., at Riviera on Tiger Woods, and he's thinking he'll be done, possibly, to be on. I said, well, if you can, you can't. There's plenty for you to write about. You can certainly...
Wait, you're talking about Adam. I thought you were talking about Tiger. Like, you know, Tiger's got his Sunday Red logo going on right now, and,
Sunday,
you know, he's...
What'd you guys think of that? What'd you think there, Bill?
I love that logo. I think it was really unique. It was... creative. It really, you know, it meant something to Tiger, obviously, because it has all his majors on there. But it was, I don't know about the brand, but I think the logo and everything.
Tailor-made.
And a great name.
Well, and
the quality of the clothing or whatever.
Well, I'm sure if it's Tiger's, it's cream of the crop. But, you know, I know you told me John told me the tailor-made story back in the day. Mm-hmm. My son, throughout college, was a tailor-made rep at events, fitting, and they were always a great company from what I gathered. And I think, I know it wasn't amicable, everything they're talking about with Nike. It's kind of astonishing, but I would suggest for you collectors out there, if you have any Tiger Woods apparel with labels on it, go clean out the
pro shop.
The pro shop. Anything they got, grab it. Get your discount, and then we'll put it online.
Yeah, we don't have Nike. We don't have Nike or Tiger Woods apparel there.
I guarantee you, though, that happened aggressively.
Well, you know, here's something interesting, though. When you release a logo, and they did a great job of, you know, the hype, and, you know, recently when they just released the logo and this and the other, but the logo had been out there for a month or two, okay? And when it first went out there, and they threw it out there, and the Twitter universe was absolutely brutal. I mean, all kinds of different you know, things that came through on it. Now, and then once you explain what the logo is, the 15 majors, and there's each point represents the 50. We got this, and the Sunday Red, stuff like that. But they first threw it out there. I mean, people are coming up with the most crass comments about what the logo looked like. It, you know, some people said it looked like a broken rake that you'd find in a bunker. Okay. You know, it looked like a fish that washed up on the beach. Okay. So, you know, with that logo, yeah, you know, it's Tiger, it's a Sunday Red, the whole deal. But just Jordan Spieth had what a great comment this week at the news conference when Tiger was at the, you know, the pre-tournament news conference at Genesis, and Jordan asked him, he goes, Tiger, what if you win another major? What's going to happen to your logo? And Tiger was like stumped. He's like, I don't know. I guess we'll have to change it.
We'll have to make another modification, and just like jersey sales, we get another run of a new version, right?
Yeah, so what'll happen is everybody will go out and buy the old logo because it'll be a collector's item, and then they'll buy the new logo. So what a money-making machine that is.
Yep.
And for the update, Tiger bogeyed the last hole, so he finished one over par, eight shots back, and, you know, hopefully.
Well, the beauty of it, it's a 70 player field. There's no cut.
Right.
This will be a nice test to see if he is able to go 4 days, because right. He's made a commitment to play one event a month. One event a month. I think 10 to 11 was his goal, and this will be a nice first test.
It will.
And that's probably.
Hey, you know, Mike, you brought up a really good point. 70 players, no cut. That means that everybody will be watching him on TV this weekend too. Especially tomorrow, because he finished up kind of early tonight. You know, the broadcast is on right now, but the Golf Channel tomorrow will have it on, and Tiger will just be teeing off, so you'll be able to watch a lot of Tiger. But actually, that's a really smart move, because you'll be able to watch him on television all weekend, whether, you know, how bad he plays or good he plays.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I'll have Bill Buettner go over that leaderboard for us, update it from the top 10, and then... And, of course, that's brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery. Michelob Ultra, all of our golf leagues that John Rager's put together. We've got our Wednesday night league rocking and rolling. Did take Valentine's Day off, which John Rager caught that one right away. Can you imagine telling your bride-to-be or your loved one or so, hey, sorry, sweets. It's golf.
Well, we have to rename the golf league the Divorce Open at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't think I said that to my bride as I went out to the PGA Tour and said, I'm gone to Phoenix, Tucson?
Oh, boy, I went that one over well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I'm the Tee Florida live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show, has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Buettner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Carrie McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7, from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Across from Tropicana Field, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery. They're serving breakfast daily. And, of course, right now that place is rocking and rolling with everybody from up north. So you want to get out on a... any evening down there, get down there early. Beautiful sunset, about a block away from the, about a block and a half away from the Gulf of Mexico, right on the intercoastal, right down there on Blind Pass Road. And right across the street, it's another great client of ours, Shrimpy's Waterfront. Plenty of business for both clients and both beautiful locations and your neighborhood, buddy.
I hear you. I'm ready.
Okay. Let's dive into that ice pick vodka, and then we'll do ice pick. We're going to start doing this too, John Rigger. Ice pick six. We may not go pick six, but we're going to pick pros before the tournaments get rolling and see how, you know, how we fare. So let's go over that leaderboard of the Genesis Invitational. And that's at the Riviera Country Club, the iconic Riverside Country Club. I mean,
yeah, it still has its teeth. Obviously, we've been spoiled the last few weeks with 60s and 60s and 57s and
59s. And long shots coming out of nowhere.
And absolute low scores. Because the golf ball needs to be shortened up or something because they're hitting it too far. But Patrick Cantlay was 7-under, very good score. Cam Davis, 6.
He's a Californian. He probably played on that course a lot growing up, too.
California kids usually play well here. The product of two North Carolina Tar Heels, Luke List, right there at 6-under. Jordan Spieth.
Makes you proud.
Does it ever.
You get moisty-eyed when you mention their names.
Absolutely. Jordan Spieth, 5-under. Zalgiris coming back.
Zalatoris.
Zalatoris. Zalgiris.
Zalatoris. Hey, like I said to John Rager earlier today, he said, you sure going to do the show? I said, if Tiger Woods and Will Zalatoris can rally back from their injuries, my old ass is going to be on the air tonight.
And Jason Day is right in there, too. And one of my cohorts who played at Barry University, Adam Svensson, is in there at 4-under. So, and Scottie Scheffler, again, just a normal 4-under.
Where's Charlie Hoffman at? He came out of the blocks quick, and I was very pleased. I love Charlie Hoffman, 47 years old. He played well in that wasted management debacle on the desert.
It's interesting. He did start out 4-under.
He did.
And then bogeyed 12, 13, 14, and 15.
He's a family man, too. I love Charlie.
Four in a row.
Well, you know, first of all, he didn't get invited to this event.
Right. He had qualified through the...
And he qualified, so I thought that was a cool story, too.
Yeah, that's always nice to get invited to a tournament that you didn't really expect to play, because he was going skiing.
Who, John, is that one of those where Tiger Woods selects?
No. It was...
Any of the guys?
The points you get through...
Well, how'd Tiger get in, then?
How did Tiger get in?
Yeah.
Tiger is a lifetime exemption anywhere he wants to go.
Well, he hasn't.
Yeah, and in fact, to further clarify it, you know, obviously this tournament.
That's what I didn't understand because he's
Tiger,
not going
It's
there.
Not Tiger Woods' tournament, but he actually is acting like the host golf pro, which is always funny because I remember one year on the PGA Tour, they were playing down at the Doral Open, and Seb Ballesteros had some sort of deal with the resort, and he was the host pro for the week. Not that they're pulling out the golf carts and making sure they got scorecards for everybody. But Tiger Woods obviously has a lot of influence on the sponsors exemption. So actually, Charlie Hoffman reached out to Tiger you know, a month or two ago and, you know, looking for a sponsor's exemption, and Tiger turned him down. And so Charlie, by his virtue of his second place finish, would lose the playoff last week at the Waste Management Open, got in because of his points, right? Just like Bill said. So what happened earlier in the week, Tiger saw Charlie, walked over to him and welcomed Charlie and said, "Hey, Charlie, welcome to the Genesis Invitational, you old man."
He did? From one old man to another. What's Tiger, 48? And he's 47, Charlie?
Yeah, they're both in their late 40s. So I think Tiger might be about, 47, maybe Charlie Hoffman's 48. They're going to be about the same age. But, it was a good round for Charlie today. And, Bill, you're right. You know, let's talk about the rollback of the distance of the golf ball. Yeah, you get on certain golf courses, and it makes a huge difference, just like the gentleman that shot, unbelievable low score down in, 57 down at the...
South America?
Yeah, down at the... I guess it was the Corn Ferry Tour down there, and sanctioned golf course, high altitude, this, that, and the other. But, you get to the classic golf courses, all you got to do is you grow that rough and you narrow the fairways. It doesn't matter how far you hit it. It's still a game that you just can't overcome the golf course.
Hey, we're gonna reach out to Jeremy about 5:50. Somebody just got him on another interview. I can't imagine anybody being more important than on the tee, Florida. But we'll give him a pass.
Okay.
Not me. Us.
You.
The team.
Oh, it's a team.
The team.
Us. Yes, I remember.
You think Jeremy Friedman is doing this because of me?
No, because of us.
Because of us.
Us.
Two pros and a hack. The team.
The team.
We're not the three stooges. We're the three do-its.
Wow. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Slipped my mind. Sorry.
Look, John's already got our motto. If it's free.
It's for me, I'll take
it. It's for free. Get three.
Get three.
That's for us.
If it's free, give us three. That's right.
Yeah, the three amigos.
Yeah. Perfect.
You guys aren't running me off that quick.
No. Well.
I know you guys probably had some interviews of people while I was laid up, but I rose, Lazarus arose. Wow. Hey, what do you think Tiger's odds in Vegas are of winning the Genesis?
Wow. I'm going to say odds. I'm going to say 1,000 to 1.
150 to 1.
Yeah.
DL, dead last. But that's why. Anything he does, nobody's expecting anything but Tiger.
No, he said that he is now old. He did mention his age yesterday, that the age has caught up to him.
But we've seen Phil Mickelson win a major. And if he can get some consistency and confidence in a short game, don't you think that's the key?
Yeah, well, yeah, he does have to play to get that, though. That's the quandary he's in, is he can't play a lot because of his illness or his weaknesses.
And from a mental perspective, you guys would know, obviously I wouldn't, but just watching so much of it and trying to retain what they say, if you're not tournament
toughened, yeah.
Toughened.
I mean, obviously Tiger's tournament toughened anyways, but he's still...
I was going to ask that question.
Still
all of the history, all the, you know, the majors, everything he's done, 80-some wins.
Still rusty.
That mentally,
the way the brain works needs to work in sequence.
And the short game is much more difficult than getting it off the tee box.
You need to use visualization. You need to use feel. Obviously, he's got a great short game. He proved that today again. But
it was just off and on.
Yeah, it's the consistency factor is the hard part when you don't play a lot.
All right.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, if you want to use another sports analogy, look at football. Okay, so like for example, you watch college football. So by the end of November, early December, everything's decided who's going to play what bowl games in the national championship. Some of these teams have to wait a month before they play, and you can tell even watching the NFL, the Super Bowl chance of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the teams that come on at the end of the season, but they're continuing to play. They don't take a big gap. Well, the older you get, what happens is, you just can't maintain the same physical strength, the same stamina. There's all kinds of factors that go into it. But even at an older age, you can still play championship golf. But at the same time, you have to have frequency. And that's going to be one of Tiger's biggest challenges, because he's only going to be able to play 10 or 12 times a year in a tournament, which is a lot for the mortal human being. But for to win on the PGA Tour, when these people are grinding it out 20, 30, 35 weeks a year, it's hard to overcome if you're older and you don't play as frequently as much.
And if you take a look at this field, fellas, 23 out of the top 25 people in the world are playing in it.
Well, it's definitely a strong field.
It's a strong, strong field.
And it doesn't matter whether he's playing against a bunch of Korn Ferry guys. He still has a competitive field against him. It's when it comes down to the nuts and bolts of the last nine, the Korn Ferry guys would back off, and this kind of field is going to go forward.
Okay, so in 2 years, would we have a remote possibility of Tiger Woods being down in Naples at the Chubb Classic? Your opinion?
Playing senior tour, yes. I think he will play here.
Right out of the gates at 50.
No. He'll be playing here or there. Whatever he needs to commit to, whatever area, whatever golf course he's designed, there'll be a reason he's playing there.
Your thoughts, John?
Well, I it's a dichotomy for me. One thing thinks that, yes, you know, he doesn't want to get leave competition. And I think that, you know, in the past, some of these players that had made a lot of money playing the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour was an appeal to them. They're all worn out. They don't need to do it. But Tiger still wants to be competitive. Or 2 years from now, he'll be the first billion-dollar golfer on LIV Golf.
No. He would never go live. He was never.
Not now, he won't.
I don't think there always is enough money to.
That's blasphemy. Don't ever say that on this show again.
Oh,
we never get that money. Well, we say things on the Tee Florida, we say things that other golf shows don't say.
You didn't say that about John Rahm last time, right? When
never say never.
Yeah, he was never going to join the LIV Tour. He told you that. There's no reason for it. He thought the tradition of the game was important. All the accolades from the PGA Tour were important. Everything was important. But
not that important.
Not that important.
Exactly. Hey, I understand where he's coming from. Hey, let's before we get Jeremy on, because he's going to be push for time. You take a look at this Chubb Classic, and one of the things that John and I talked about briefly on the air earlier was John Daly and JD. Now we were talking about my health, and I was laughing, and I said, hey, JD, who takes terrible care of himself, did you hear what he said last week?
Well, I was gonna say he's
getting serious.
Well, I was gonna say he was in a lot better shape when I saw him during the New Year's Invitational.
Oh, yeah.
And he had just come back from his surgery and everything, and I think...
Did he look like he was walking okay? Because he said, hey, my knee's good, he said now.
Yeah, I was going to say, he said his knee was good, and everybody, you know...
So as he says that, and they're interviewing, this was must have been yesterday down there in Naples, and he's just creaming ball after ball. Of course, I look closely at the video, and he's got a butt in his mouth, and he's taking her serious, boys. Only one JD and Coke before he goes out, and one pack of cigs.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking her serious.
It's serious. It's high-end serious. But it'll be interesting to see without Bernhard Langer there.
Well, you got Steve Stricker's in the field.
As I say, I guess Stricker would Strick's be the there. One that's going to be
Alker's
Bernhard
there.
Langer every week.
Padraig Harrington. And Miguel.
Well, I got to say, you got KJ Choi. You got Miguel. You got a lot of... You know, Fred Couples, I think he's done.
I was so looking forward to going to this because I haven't been one, a champion since 2013. And just to see these guys. And then, you know, the Big Easy wasn't on that tour last time I was at an event. I never saw him in Des Moines. I didn't see Padraig Harrington in
Des Moines. I see Tom Lehman. Tom Lehman and I used to travel a whole bunch together.
He's a good Minnesotan.
Playing football in Minnesota. Not at college, but in high school.
Yeah.
Quarterback in high school.
Yeah, he's a Minnesota kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love him up there.
Well, I understand.
How'd you get along with him?
Oh, he was great. We're best friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're great. He was saying.
Well, you know what? You got all these best friends. Why are they not on the Tee Florida?
Oh, here we go. Here John, we go. Help me. Help me, John.
It's going to be like commission sales.
Oh, is that what it's going to be?
I'm going to set up the quality of the player he gets us, John.
Wow.
With a commission point system. I'll have you create that because you're the mathematician of this trio.
Yeah, we'll get Greg on this show. See what Greg has to say with your.
Well, actually, we're going to talk about that. We're now talking some real money here. Next week, everybody, Tiger Woods will be on an exclusive interview on the Tee Florida.
Yeah. Well, I'm not paying up front. I can assure you that it's one of signed, sealed, and when it's signed, sealed, and archived, Mr. Butner.
Okay, you got it. Sounds good.
Let's go through that pack of cards of yours and see how many of those dudes are still alive.
That's a good point.
And you start making phone calls.
That's right.
That'll be our prospect list. Do you have one that's open?
A box of cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, bring it in. We'll create a spreadsheet.
Oh, boy.
Who we want, we'll have John sign off on it. The value for each interview?
We'll bring in the non-autographed version of it.
Yeah.
I know I'll be missing two or three cards if I bring the whole set in.
I can't believe you would say that about me.
I didn't say that about you.
Okay. All right.
I got other people here.
Now we've got some sanity back, and he's got not a whole lot of time. He's kind enough to take time out for us. He's Jeremy Friedman. He is the media director down there at the Chubb Classic. We're just talking about all the greats in the game that you've got down there, Jeremy. And I know you love these events as much as you love the LPGA, but it's a different feel, and you got to be ecstatic at the field you've got down there in Naples this weekend.
Oh yeah, and I appreciate you saying that I'm giving a little sanity to the show. So I might I'm going to do my best. We have a tremendous field here this week. So the Chubb Classic presented by SurfPro starts tomorrow. It's a 3-round tournament, 54 hole event down here at Tiburon Golf Club here in Naples. We've got probably one of the biggest fields in this tournament's history this week down here. So it's a 78 player field. I'm just going to rat off just a couple of tournament nugget stats for you. We got including the 2024 inductee Padraig Harrington. We've got five World Golf Hall of Famers here. We got 56 PGA Tour winners here, 14 major champions, 7 Players champions. 43 PGA Tour champions winners, 20 who have won on the senior majors, 12 of 16 from the PGA Tour champion season, and 7 past winners here of the Chubb Classic, 4 former world number ones. I mean, it's kind of a who's who of the legends of the game that's down here at the Chubb Classic this week.
Very impressive. And we were talking earlier in the show, Clearwater Zone, or Arkansas Zone, Clearwater, half the year. John Daly,
yep.
Bill Butner saw him at St. Pete Country Club and said he was walking around great and he looked good. And he said he's going to start taking it serious, competing on the Champions Tour and make some noise. How's he look?
He looks great. I followed him for a few holes yesterday. He's in good spirits. He's ready to rock and roll on the 2024 Champions Tour season. The beard was, the Santa Claus beard is still flowing just like it has been. So he's I think he's, he's going to definitely be a contender here. I mean, he is at the different courses, the different venues that the Chubb Classic has been at. He has always contended well. So. And I know he's excited to be back here and playing with his boys out here on the Champions Tour.
Well, and it's great for ticket sales, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. When we announced some of the early commitments, including John Daly, our ticket sales just skyrocketed. Naturally, I mean it's John.
Hey
Daly,
Jeremy, right? I was reading one of your press releases from the Chubb Classic, and you were sharing with us Jeff Babineau's article about East Slocum and Boo Weekly.
Yep.
And I really enjoyed reading that article. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So yesterday, as a part of the pre-tournament media availability here at the Chubb Classic, so Boo Weekly and Heath Slocum basically conducted back-to-back interviews. And Heath and Boo grew up together down near Pensacola, along with Bubba Watson. The three of them just kind of all grew up and started playing golf together. So they have been lifelong friends. And we know that any time that Boo Weekly does interviews, it's going to be a great quote. It's just going to be a great interview, which it totally was. And then Heath Slocum went right after him and was answering questions, and Boo was doing, he was kind of off to, within shouting distance, and saw that Heath was doing his interview. So Boo finished his conversation, just walked on over to the media interview area where the media was asking questions, and he just hopped in. He said, "Hey, Rook, how does it feel to be a rookie on the PGA Tour Champions this year, playing with the big boys?" And it was just the banter back and forth was just awesome. So hence the Boo and Heath show.
And guess who you got paired tomorrow at 9:16?
Boo and Heath.
Boo and Heath show.
Oh, that
playing together.
That would be a hoot.
That was.
Hey, you know, one of the great memories of Boo Weekly was with the Ryder Cup when he was galloping down the fairway with the golf club, imitating riding a horse right off the first tee of the Ryder Cup. What a great personality he is.
Yeah, I think everybody has that. For those of us that have watched the game and covered the game and fans of the game, I mean that's a memory that we can all like. Do you remember when Boo Weekly, you know, did the like? Oh yeah, I remember that. So he's, you know, he looks great. He's recommitted himself over the winter break. He didn't have the greatest of year last year. But he's ready to get after it this week and see if he can recreate some old magic.
I was going to say,
Jeremy, Naples, not that far down the road from Tampa Bay, a couple hours down the road. Can our listeners just like show up and buy a ticket and go?
Correct. Yeah. The tickets are available on our tournament website, chubclassic.com. But yes, you can purchase tickets on site at will call or at the admissions entrance. So for sure. And it's a
Hey Jeremy, also while we got you here, we know we have limited time here, but tell us about the sponsor Server Pro and some of the great things they're doing with this tournament.
Yeah, so Server Pro is the presenting sponsor of the Chubb Classic, and they've been presenting sponsor here for several years. They are so all members of the military, service personnel, frontline healthcare workers, doctors and nurses and such, they're all receiving complimentary admission this week, courtesy of Surf Pro. And also they have on the 17th hole, it's called the Surf Pro Hero Outpost, which is basically it's a hospitality area for the military, for service personnel, for frontline healthcare workers, exclusively for them. We've got vendors and partners that are providing food and beverages there for the military. And it's a way for not only us at the tournament, but particularly ServPro to say thank you for everything that the military and the frontline healthcare workers and doctors and nurses that they do for us and for our country. And also for ServPro, It's particularly important for them down here in this market because you had Hurricane Ian a couple of years ago, not even 2 years ago, that just ravaged this area, and ServPro was one of the first companies that were in here to help everybody in need. So it's a great partnership that they have with the tournament, and we're excited to have them back as presenting sponsor again this year.
All right, my man. I appreciate you taking time. We're up against a hard break. Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm sorry we couldn't get down there, but I'll talk to you next week and have a great weekend down there at the Chubb Classic.
Thank you, Mike. Hope you're feeling better, and we'll see you guys soon.
You got it. Take care.
Jeremy Friedman, Chubb Classic, down in Naples. Get on down. It's only a two-hour drive, and great, great field this weekend. We'll be back on the T Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.